Welcome to the Backstage Pass, episode 2. Youngin, welcome, mate.
Thank you, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. We actually had some pretty good feedback from our first show, and people are interested in what we're about to do.
Yeah, surprisingly, mate. It's been really good feedback over the past week, so happy to continue, especially with our first guest today.
Yeah, so let's introduce our first guest. The 2008 Nickelodeon Kids Awards hottest Aussie male, Sean Devaney. Hey. Welcome, mate.
There we go. I'm just going to get your boys to announce me every room I walk in for the rest of my life.
How are you, pal?
Good, man. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, man. Good.
Going well. Going very well.
How's life treating you? All right?
It's good, mate. I love the Parramatta Eels, and they got rorted on the weekend by Penrith Panthers.
I don't want to look over that shoulder. I've got the Panthers cool cover on the bed, so I'll apologise now.
Oh, wow.
So, Sean, we got you on. Obviously, Young and I started this podcast to talk about how COVID's affected the live music industry and whatever else. So, how has COVID affected you, mate, and obviously the band Shortstack?
It's kind of good in a way, because at the start of it, we got to write an album, which we probably wouldn't have done otherwise. But now we're pretty fucking over it, hey? We've had to postpone this tour like 100 times. We've got like Unify Fest coming up, which is pretty good. I think that's kind of like, that seems like the first thing that might go ahead. It's like January next year. But I think everyone's kind of just at the point now where like, gotta live with it, like may as well open up sooner or later.
Yeah, let's get us out there and get us back into it, right?
100%. Strangest thing is though, like so the Frontier Touring and I think Live Nation and all the sort of the promoters did this vaccination thing. I'm not sure if you saw it, and it's like encouraging everyone to go and get vaccinated so we can have like gigs again. Mm. And there's like backlash on it. It's like, what the fuck do you expect? We're musicians, we can't work. Like, of course we're going to go tell everyone to go get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, oh, no, guys, just hold off for a bit. We'll see what happens. Might get better.
No, absolutely. I think it's the only way forward, right? I mean, got to live with it.
You're probably going to get it.
Yep.
Might as well get it now.
That's right. 100%.
So, Sean, can you take us back? How did you obviously get involved in music yourself?
We, myself and Annie and Brady, we all caught the train together to school, and we all listened to Blink-182. So that's kind of how the band started. It was like a Blink-182 cover band, just playing a whole bunch of Blink songs in Brady's garage. And then we started playing shows, and we kind of needed our own songs. That's sort of how it happened. And one thing led to another, and yeah, we sort of had a bit of fun with it.
Mate. A lot of fun by the looks of it over the years. you guys have pretty good resume on you, mate. But Shortstack, I still don't know, where did the name come from?
I think it was so long ago. I think it was either a dick joke or like a pancake joke, but I think it was definitely a dick joke.
Yeah, right.
Like we used to hate it. Like when the band started taking off, we were like, fuck, I wish we had a better name. But now I just think it's funny.
Oh, it worked for you.
How was life like back then when Shortstack took off? Like you would have been living in a different world, yeah? Like just, it was just everything happening at once, yeah?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, like it really did take off super suddenly. Like in a space of a year, we went from playing to like 80 people to playing to like, you know, 500. And then by the end of the next year, it was like, you know, we're doing like thousands of people at shows, which is like insane. Yeah. Now I think about it. It's, it all sort of happened really organically, which was kind of weird. And yeah, it's only now we look back at it, we're like, huh. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It must have been an amazing ride back then, you know, like touring, playing all those big shows, like just from obviously where 100%. You come from to then.
Yeah, definitely. And we were so unprepared for it. Like in hindsight, we should have been a lot better. We should have taken it a lot more seriously than we did. But man, we just had fun with it the whole time, hey. Like everything is just like a bit of a party, and that's sort of it's kind of the way it is now as well. Like we don't take it too seriously. At the end of the day, how can you? Like, it's not It's an absolutely ridiculous job. It's like you get paid to play shitty music that you wrote in your garage. It's like, yeah, how can you take that seriously?
And people just rocking out, carrying on.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. And I think the older I get, the more like, I don't know, people like write to us and they're like, it's weird now because we have, like, obviously we've released new music and there's people that only know the new music, which is really strange. And they're like, they don't know about all the songs when we first came out. So it's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, it's, I mean, it's good that you're still gathering new fans, like, especially from the music that you guys released back then to now. It's, you know, I'd say probably the music's matured, maybe, in a sense. Especially, oh, I mean, the, I think it was Burn You Down. That is like a banger of a song, but, you know, completely different to what you guys did back in the day.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely. And I think the fortunate thing about where we are in our career now, it's like we can just go in the studio and make what we want to make. There's no pressure to for it to be a particular thing. So that's what we're really enjoying at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And we, so you were just saying that you you had some time off to record an album for this year. Yeah. Did you manage to complete recording?
Yeah, so we actually just got the masters for it this morning. So that should be out.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be out, like, I think early next year.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we really just planned on doing a tour. Like, just a small, we were like, oh, we'll do a small tour and then that'll be it. And then obviously the shows sold pretty well. And then it turned into like pretty much the biggest tour we've ever done, which we can't even fucking play. And then we, yeah, then one thing led to another. And then we got signed to UNFD, which is something that's like crazy. And then we're like, hey, I want to make an album. And we're like, what do you want us to make? And they're like, do whatever you want, we don't care. We're like, so, yeah, and that's how that kind of happened.
Oh, wow, very good.
So, Sean, take us back to those, like, those, I guess, the early days of Shortstack. And you said it grew organically. Did you have a vision, I guess, as the lead singer that you'd be doing those sort of shows at any point?
No,
yeah,
no way. We, our dream was like to play like, there was this like youth venue where we were. I forget what it's even called now. It was like, it was near the Cambridge in Newcastle. And all we wanted to do was just play that. And if we, and once we played it to like, we played like 300 people there. And we're like, wow, this is, we've made it. It can't get better than this. And then, yeah, and then we played the Annandale in Sydney, which is Crowbar now. And that was like our goal. We were like, just want to sell out the Annandale. If we like sell out the Annandale, it's all good. And I think it's like 400 capacity. And then we did like, and then we did that. We're like, cool, we can retire now. This is it. And then, yeah, kind of went from there.
All right. So give us, I know it's probably going to be hard, but can you give us, I guess, either a band you either supported or a real, one of the best tours you've been on as well. Can you give us each, one of each of them for us?
Oh, when we played with, the Good Charlotte tour was so much fun.
Yeah.
A lot of bands, like, they like headlining. Man, I love supporting bands on tour. It's the best thing because, like, you're done by, like, you're on the beers by, like, 9:30. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you're done. Right. It's like you play for 40 minutes and you, like, crack a couple cold ones, watch side of stage. That Good Charlotte tour was pretty sick. That was really cool. We did Simple Plan too. That was awesome as well. Yeah. Man, every tour has been pretty good.
Mm.
Except we did a tour with the Vamps. That was pretty shit. But apart from that, everything's good.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. How are the Good Charlotte boys? What are they like?
Super cool. Hey, like just so humble and down to earth. And like, man, literally pretty much everyone that we've met doing this is pretty cool. Because I think everyone's just so appreciative and grateful of the position that they're in. And everyone's sort of, you know, work so hard to get there, especially Good Charlotte guys. Like, they've been doing this for a minute now.
Yeah.
So they,
and they have, and I guess they have that aura about them too, like the Madden brothers, you know. So it's probably, you think that they're above each other, above everyone else, but you get there and they're just normal blokes.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, they look like rock stars and, you know, they wrote like fucking Lifestyles Rich and Famous and shit. So, like, proper incredible songs. And then they're just like having dinner and you just put up a seat and you, you know, have dinner with them, have a beer with them. And then you like go out to a club with them afterwards and you're like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's awesome. That's cool, man. That's cool. So, Sean, obviously, you have written a whole heap of songs. Does one stand out for you above the rest in all those songs that you have put out?
I think Planets is like, that was like a double platinum single.
Yeah.
And like, you hear that on the radio, like still today, which is super weird. But I like playing, we started about halfway through that album, we started playing Sway Sway Baby live. And that was like, I felt like that was like the song that everyone kind of knew us for. So yeah, every time we play that, I'm like, is it sick? And it's like, yeah. And people are like, you're sick of playing Sway Sway Baby? I'm like, nah, it's like my favorite fucking song. It's like the easiest shit in the world.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's good, mate. That's good. So with, obviously, you guys are, mate, you guys like a breakup, eh? How many times are you broken up and come back and come back together?
We hate each other. We really hate each other. we've broken up a couple of times, hey. I think when we just over it, we just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like we really have to be enjoying it to enjoy it. Because it's pretty full on. Like the reality of being in a full time touring band is it's actually pretty hard work. And it's pretty shitty to do with a family, to be honest with you, because like at some stages of the year we were away like 6 to 7 months of the year just being away. So we really have to like each other to hang around with each other. And then if it gets to the point where we're all not feeling it, we're like, yeah, it's probably time to take a break again.
So talk us through that, because I like, obviously Scott and I have families, and you're obviously about to tour, I guess probably next year. Will you take the family with you, or will they stay at home?
It kind of depends. We're trying to take them to Unify, because obviously that's like it's sort of like a one-off thing. So we'll fly into Melbourne, then we'll fly back out.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty easy. But like, it's pretty hard to get the kids up and, hey, we got a 5 a.m. flight. Like, come chill out at the airport for 3 hours while we wait and carry guitars and shit. Yeah, it's just not an ideal thing for a kid, as well as like, I doubt they enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's loud music and surrounded by horrible people.
I'm look forward to young. Imagine you taking your three twins in a 3-under-3.
Mate, I was just trying to take them down to the river yesterday, and I've never been so stressed in all my life. Seriously, mate, it's so hard.
Imagine taking it to a gig.
It takes longer to get them ready than the actual event itself. I'm sure you know what I mean.
Dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We bought them little headphones, so when they come, we can put the little headphones on.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, they might come to a one-off one, but then the thing is, like, you miss them so much when you're away anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's good to miss them.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So, Sean, take us into your life now. Obviously, you've written that new album, and it's obviously debuting next year, but what does a day-to-day life sort of involved for you now, mate?
So I'm a real estate agent, which is as punk rock as it gets. Like, you know, that's the career progression, isn't it? You're like, singer in a punk band? I'm a real estate agent. That's kind of, so that's what I do, like, day-to-day. I work, like, literally 20 seconds around the corner from my house. And in case you haven't noticed, real estate's pretty good at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not a bad business to be in.
Mm.
But that's why it's heaps weird, because it's like I'm doing this shit and then it's like ridiculously good in the market. And then they like all my friends are like musicians and stuff, and they're like, hey, I can't work for 2 fucking years. How much does this suck? I'm like, yeah, it sucks not being able to tour. But it's just super weird.
Yeah, look, at least you got something to do in lockdown as well. I take it you can still do everything you need to do.
Yeah, man. It's like all I do anyway is just like go surfing. That's pretty much all I do. Like the only thing that's changed for me is like I can't play gigs. Like I don't really go out that much anyway. So I'm like, just go surfing and chill out. And I'm like, this ain't that different.
Oh, very good. So being in real estate then, Sean, you've got, I'm assuming, quite a fair amount of shows penned in for next year. Obviously manageable with what you do and for the other boys as well?
Not really.
Yeah. Hard?
Not at all. It's like we kind of just have to make it work, I guess.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to getting back on the road?
100%, man. Like, that's why we love, that's the best part of being a band, playing the shows, you know. And we were super disappointed. That's the weirdest thing about being a musician in this situation. It's like, you feel like you're letting people down, which is such a weird thing to say. But like, when you're postponing shows, and like, I'm a big fan of Slowly, and they released an amazing album, and they just had to cancel their tour and stuff. And just they worded like a statement for it, and it resonated with me so much. It's like, you really feel like you're letting people down, which is such a strange thing. And but it's something that's completely out of everyone's control. But it's just, yeah, I feel when we are able to tour again, it'll be like 10 times what it would have been in the past, just because everyone's so hungry for it, I guess.
Yeah. And yeah, everyone will be ready to rip in. So it'll probably be one of the better tours you've been on.
Yeah.
Or it'll be crazy. It'll just be loose units. It'll just be loose units carrying on everywhere.
You'll probably see me and Heddo there, mate. It'll be, yeah. The two old fuckers at the back.
Done.
Yeah, just park. Just don't talk to us. Just who those two losers in the corner, just drunk.
No, man, that'll be all of us these days.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to get back, like, to that sort of stuff. Is it just, have you got ambition? I know Youngin just brought up that you've broken up a couple of times, and obviously, you know, if you're not enjoying it, you know, it's just not, it's not music, right? So have you got ambitions for the band to sort of do what it did early on, or is it just now whatever organically happens and we'll take it from there?
100%. It's like, if it happens, it happens sort of thing with us, you know. We're quiet. This time around, we really didn't expect anyone to be as interested in what we were doing as they were, if that kind of makes sense. Like, we had no idea that anyone would. We honestly thought we'd sell a couple hundred tickets in every city and then just sort of just call it a day, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like, the show sort of just got out of control, the tour. So yeah, we're just taking it day by day, and yeah, it's looking forward to actually playing the songs live. But in terms of what happens next, it's just like, yeah, whatever happens kind of happens.
It's a pretty cool way to handle it, Youngin, you know, like, they just take organically, and it seems like, obviously, Sean's just explained, it happens organically, and that's the best way, you know, it can happen.
Yeah, I think definitely. So, mate.
And especially because there's so many, like, yeah, so many avenues for musicians to get themselves out there these days, you know. So it's we just enjoying it. That's the main thing for us, just making sure we're having fun.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Signing to Unified, Sean. That's massive for you. What a bloody good label they are.
It's crazy, eh?
Yeah. From what I thought.
Yeah, well, obviously, when you think of heavy music in Australia, you think of Short Stack, you know. So, yeah. Right home.
Yeah.
So they manage us as well. So we've got, they're sort of looking after everything for us. And we met with the boss of Unified, the management company. It was because we didn't want a manager. We didn't want anything. We just wanted to do a tour and look after everything ourselves. Because when we did this tour, I was sort of looking after it ourselves. I was like, how hard can it be? Like, it's not that hard. And then we met with Jaden, who is he's the boss of Unified. He manages a couple artists you might have heard of, like Vance Joy and stuff like that. Just some up and comers. so we met up with him, and we're like, we'll see what happens. And then, they were like, well, we want to look after you. And then Caleb and Florian, who look after us as well, came on. And they do, like, amazing people. Like, they do Amity and they do Body Jar and Clowns. Like, really, really cool, well-known people. But more than anything, we just wanted to make sure the people we were surrounding us with were just, like, genuine blokes. And everyone that we have on our team at the moment is just really cool people. And, we're just super fortunate. We ask them all the time, we're like, why the fuck do you want anything to do with us?
I think that's the attraction, Sean, I think that's the attraction, yeah? Don't you feel that's the attraction? Just laid-back blokes that you keep saying growing organically. Like, it's just what people like.
I think so. I hear some stories from them about some, not bands that they look after, but the first thing you sort of ask people in the industry when you meet them is, you're like, who's the hardest person you've worked with? And they're like, these motherfuckers. And yep. you're like, okay, cool. Maybe we're not that bad.
So, Sean, like, thank you for coming on, man. Like, it's a brilliant insight into, obviously, how COVID's affected the live music scene and what you guys had planned and what you've had to put off until 2022. Mate, we appreciate you coming on and just being the chilled out dudes that you are and showing everyone, you know, what's coming up too. That's a big thing for us, you know, helping promote what 2022's got.
Awesome. Thanks heaps for having me, boys.
That's really all
right. Anytime, mate. Anytime, yet. Send my thanks out to you as well, Sean. Yeah. I know a bit of late notice, but very nice of you to jump on board, man.
So this podcast can't happen without our wonderful sponsors. So this show is brought to you by Mate. Choose a provider you can trust, like a mate. Visit letsbemates.com.au. DS Tipping and Excavations, Sever from our Roundball podcast. Best Lay in Penrith, he's still running by. MG Active, Mark Iron, Logan Geyer, keeping us in shape. Young, look at me, I'm fit as, you know, stopped eating burgers and whatever else. Sensor Studios, the man behind us all, making us look good. Jeff, again, you've made us look good again, mate. So thank you. Monster Clothing have just come on board. So we've tagged them in socials. Jump on board and get some new gear. And Ignify Legal. Visit Ignify Legal on socials. And Ian and the team, we can't thank you enough. And with Sean, with obviously Geese coming back on, Ian might come in handy for Young and I at some point. So lucky we've got a lawyer on board. So, Sean, again, mate, thank you for coming on, brother.
Thanks, heaps, boys. Good to see ya.
Cheers. You too, mate. Take it easy.